Sometimes the best response to a good story is another story. You know how it is. You're out with a bunch of friends. Someone tells a good story. As soon as the story ends, another person jumps in, and then another, and another, and we're off and running. So it is with the Bible. It opens with a story about how everything in the whole world came to be, then follows that immediately with an entirely different story about the creation of the world. Apparently, creation story number two has something to say not covered by story number one. And so it does. The first and most obvious difference is that story number one waits till the very end to bring unnamed human beings onto the scene. Whereas in story number two, God first creates a solitary human being and places that lonely figure in a pleasant garden called Eden before settling down to create rivers, trees, animals, and eventually a partner for that lonely human. Story number two also thickens the plot by describing two particular trees. One, the tree of life in the very center of the garden. And one, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, just a little bit off center. These trees, like all the others, were delightful and enticing to look at and good to eat. But the trees differed in one important regard. As we can see in these pictures, one represents the unity and interconnectedness and goodness of all creation portrayed in story number one. And one represents a fundamental shift away from that, a bifurcation of creation into two distinct subsets, different from each other as day and night. To eat of the tree of life is to remember and celebrate the goodness and unity that are at the heart of all creation, including ourselves. To eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, however, is to distance ourselves from God's created order and to put ourselves in the place of God, but doing what God refuses to do, judging some things as good and some as bad, judging some people as good and some as bad. Can you see the problems that creates when we start sorting the world into two piles based solely on our own preferences and prejudices, not on anything we've heard from God? And so God tells us that the day we begin to do that is the day we lose touch with the beauty and wisdom and wholeness God has created, and the day we begin to die. If this is true, that the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil represent fundamentally two different approaches to life, then how do we orient ourselves away from the tempting tree of judgmentalism and back toward the fullness and wholeness of life that God intended? It's not always easy. It's not always easy. For redneck philosopher and would-be theologian Phil Robertson, he of Duck Dynasty fame, the answer is simple and clear. Commenting on the rise of Muslim fundamentalists, such as the Islamic State terrorist group, his solution is convert them or kill them. Either they belong to the good pile or the bad pile. And either way, we know what to do with them. That is not to deny the barbarous and inhumane behavior of that group. But aren't we mirroring their mental framework and political contract when we divide the world into good and bad and challenge everyone to choose up sides? We have a choice to make. To live in the shadow of the tree of life, or in the shadow world nurtured by the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. One tree, one path leads to a life of abundance, harmony, mutuality, contentment, and peace. The other tree, the other path, to a life of fragmentation, fear, suspicion, self-centeredness, and distrust, in which we imagine it is our job and our prerogative to determine who's in and who's out, who's good and who's evil, who's right and who's wrong. With the stunning or not so stunning coincidence that all the good guys seem to look and sound oddly and exactly like ourselves. With one tree, we find partnership, cooperation, and community. With the other, power, control, and relentless competition. Under one tree, the strong and the weak, the lion and the lamb dwell peaceably together. Under the other tree, testosterone-laden men, gridiron warriors and heroes, punch defenseless women in the face, somehow calling it love and shrugging it off as boys will be boys. With one tree, we seek to work together for mutual benefit, the common and greater good. With the other, we draw lines in the sand. With one tree, we seek to understand. With the other tree, we demand our way, our rights, our preferences, our privileges, our customs, including how we should worship and pray and sing and commune. One tree brings life. The other spells death to everything it touches. So which tree will it be for you? The one that tempts you with ever-increasing and self-justifying knowledge and power? Or the one that unifies, embraces, and holds everything together and reminds you and me of our blessed interconnectedness? The distinction between these two approaches to life may not always be as clear as I make it out to be now. So we need to be constantly vigilant and alert, lest we find ourselves where we don't want to be. Without such vigilance and alertness, we will find ourselves wandering blindly like Alice in Lewis Carroll's Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. Tell me, please, which way I ought to go. That depends. That depends a good deal on where you want to get to, said the cat. I don't much care where, said Alice. Then it doesn't matter which way you go, said the cat. Or as a recent book title tells us, if you don't know where you're going, you'll probably end up somewhere else. Or as the well-known and greatly underrated sage Yogi Berra phrased it, if you don't know where you're going, you'll end up someplace else. But as people of faith, followers of Jesus, we do know where we're going. To the tree of life, hand in hand with the man who was unswerving in his commitment to do good, promote healing, and save life. Don't look back, the artist tells us. Pick the path toward life, toward a future that is alive with hope and promise for you and for all. Or, in a rather pointed update of that theme, pick the path that truly leads toward life and safety, peace and justice and blessing for everyone, with no exceptions. Two roads diverged in a wood, said the poet Robert Frost. And I took the road less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. May we together, you and I, all seek and find the road that leads us and all the world home to the tree of life. Amen.